I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Inside Sources. Where KSL offers Utah deeper insights on the news. Host Boyd Matheson divides rage from reason
and elevates the conversation on issues crucial to our community.
On KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Well, there's been a lot of debate about debates of late. And Congress, of course, remains pretty polarized on a host of issues between Democrats and Republicans. Could a debate between two senators who aren't even running against each other create a new space for a new kind of dialogue and debate? Let's begin.
Think you know the news of the day?
Think again.
When I saw the press release announcing that Senator Bernie Sanders and Senator Lindsey Graham would debate each other in a series of three debates, I had to smile. They're not running against each other. They're not running for president. They're going to have a debate about policy. And of course, if you look a little deeper, you can see a deep Utah connection there with the Orrin G. Hatch Foundation in combination with the Ted Kennedy Foundation coming together on something absolutely unique. And it may just be the path forward to a different kind of dialogue and debate. Joining me to talk about it, Matt Sangren, who is, of course, the executive director of the Hatch Foundation. Matt, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Boyd, it's good to hear your voice. And that was a wonderful lead-in. There's no doubt we need to be talking about the debates. Boy, are they ever talking about them.
Absolutely. And so let's talk about this. So this partnership between the Orrin G. Hatch Foundation and the Edward M. Kennedy Institute. And again, those two had a unique friendship from opposite sides of the aisle in the United States Senate. But tell us how this began and what these debates are going to look like.
Well, and I do need to also mention our third participant is the Bipartisan Policy Center. So it's three of us with the Edward M. Kennedy Center Institute and the Orrin G. Hatch Foundation. We three have been working together for almost a year now, and we are over the moon excited to be to share this is exciting project with the nation. It really came about as you think about it, and you mentioned it in your opening comments. I mean, when you think about what Orrin Hatch represented and Ted Kennedy represented, I mean, they were polar opposites. I mean, Kennedy was a diehard Democrat from New England. Hatch, a red meat Republican from the Midwest, from the Mountain West. Kennedy was a Catholic from family wealth and privilege. Senator Hatch was a Latter-day Saint who was who's raised in a refurbished chicken coop. And yet those two, when they got together in the Senate, they became the best of friends. And even despite they had many differences, they were able to work together. I mean, I remember Senator Hatch always telling the story that, you know, they would be on the Senate floor fighting tooth and nail about a particular policy issue. And Senator Kennedy would just be yelling at him. And then once it was over, he'd pull him aside and say, "How did I do? Did I do okay?" And then they'd go to dinner. And that is missing nowadays. You're not seeing that kind of working relationship with, you know, the Republicans and Democrats. And that's what the Orrin G. Hatch Foundation is focused on, Boyd. You know, when we go around and talk to our friends and supporters who want to see this foundation succeed, this is one thing that really catches their attention. They want us to run and run fast and hard in bringing back those bipartisan solutions that are missing today.
Yeah, and getting to that bipartisan, vigorous, rigorous, honest debate can coexist with that civility. And so just for our listeners, I'm going to tee up just how this is going to play out, because I love all of this. So you've got Senator Lindsey Graham and, of course, Senator Bernie Sanders. Again, very different points of view from the perspective. But it will be a series of three debates. The first is coming up on June 13th. Fox News Channel Brett Baer will moderate that one. That will be from the Kennedy Institute's. I love that they have a full-size replica of the Senate chamber there. The second debate will be hosted by the Bipartisan Policy Center, the third member of this trio, and that will be at George Washington University in July. And then the third debate, here's where it gets really fun. The third debate between Senator Graham and Senator Sanders will be hosted by the Hatch Foundation here in Utah this fall.
That's what we're aiming for. But I will add, just might amend just a tad. We've got the commitment with Senators Sanders and Graham to do the first debate. But what we plan to do is actually expand this to other senators. So the one in Washington, D.C. and the one in Utah, we plan to have additional senators participate. And so this will be the first one with Senators Sanders and Graham. But then we will have two new senators who will be engaging with us in Washington and then in Utah. So we're hoping that through this effort, we can really start expanding and moving forward. And we are so honored that Fox has agreed. They are a very large network, and Brett Baer is the best in the business. It's going to be live streamed. I will say this to your listeners. A lot of folks, you know, we're going to try to give as much information about how they can access, even post-debate, this information. So please tell, you know, please visit our website at warrenhatchfoundation.org, and we will continue to keep things updated on that. But it will be, I will tell you just as a preview, the debate on June 13th, which is Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern, it will be live streamed. The focus will be on the state of the economy. And so you've got Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, Republican, and Bernie Sanders from Vermont, an independent. Those two will go toe-to-toe in talking about the economy. And hopefully after they give their opening comments, Brett Baer can, through his expert moderating, sit down and see if there are some areas of agreement that they can come to and really show that these two senators can work together.
And I love that. And I know this is part of a broader goal, the Senate project, which is really about how do we actually change the dynamic and change the conversation, because I think we all agree that America is at its best when it is a country of big ideas and open, honest, roiling and civil debates. And I think this is such a unique way to go about it. Tell us just a little bit more in terms of the Senate project, in terms of how do you hope to continue and build on some momentum from these early debates?
Well, we're hoping that, like you said earlier, if folks can start getting a glimpse of how it can happen through a healthy, robust debate, we're hoping that, you know, the next one, we can gain even more momentum nationally. I mean, think about what Senator Hatch and Senator Kennedy together were able to accomplish. And a lot of people, they don't think about it as much, but together, you know, Republican and Democrat, they were able to do the Americans with Disabilities Act, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, the Children's Health Insurance Program, just to name a few. Those were some of the milestone achievements that they were able to come together. And you're not seeing that as much anymore. We're doing omnibus bills all the time just to keep the government funded. We're not seeing a lot of, or even a continuing resolution, so to speak. We're not seeing good policies often come together where both Republicans and Democrats can get to work. You know, Senator Hatch once said, you know, when those two would agree, when he and Senator Kennedy would agree, everyone else would usually get out of the way, because they knew if Kennedy and Hatch could do it, then the legislation must be good. And we need to restore that. We need to get those juices flowing yet again in the Senate. I will say, Boyd, up in Boston, where this debate will be held, they have this mini, a replica of the Senate. And you, as a former Senate staffer, will appreciate this. It is down to the nail and wallpaper. They have got it almost identical. And so it's going to be fantastic. We've been told that Fox is going to even be broadcasting Bret Baier's nightly show from the Senate chamber that evening. So it's going to be an all-day event really focused on the Senate project.
Oh, that is fantastic. Matt Sangren, Executive Director of the Orange E. Hatch Foundation. Matt, thanks so much for joining us today. This is a great thing, and hopefully this begins a real change so that we can go beyond debating debates and actually just have some really great debate and dialogue. Thanks for joining us, Matt.
Thank you, Boyd.
So I love this. Bernie Sanders, Lindsey Graham, coming together to debate policy. They're going to talk about the economy. They're not running against each other. They're not running for president. They're not running for Senate. They're just two senators who are going to have a debate, which is what's supposed to happen. And the fact that you can have the legacy institutions, the liberal lion of the Senate, the Kennedy Institute, and the conservative titan of the Senate, and the Orange E. Hatch Foundation, coming together with the Bipartisan Policy Center to host a debate about real issues in a different way. I think that's worth a second or third thought on a Wednesday.
Think again with Boyd Matheson on KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.